and see what he can do. I think David Cameron, you know, can make a big difference if he intervenes.
What would you say to David Cameron if you had the opportunity to speak to him?
Just bring my dad home. My dad belongs here. My dad's innocent. You know, they should take his mental state into consideration.
The longer this goes on, how are you and your family coping?
It's been going on for 4 years now. It's horrible. We can't explain what we're going through. My dad's gone through this whole thing like there, and you know, we've probably gone through nothing compared to what he's gone through. So
now you're doing everything you can here in the UK. What about in Pakistan? Are things going how they could be?
No, they're not going according to plan. Promise after promise has been made by the Pakistani government, and unfortunately they have been broken. Mr. Asghar has been in prison for some nearly 4 years. He was shot some 3 weeks ago by a police officer that's paid to protect him. His safety, his security is no longer guaranteed. Yet there are more delaying tactics, which is why it was an important step today that the First Minister is going to call on David Cameron to personally intervene on behalf of a British citizen who is seriously ill, who's 70 years old, and who should be brought back home immediately.
Is there concern about who's guarding Mr. Asghar at the moment in the prison?
Yes, there are real concerns that when you consider that there has been 50 extrajudicial killings over the course of the last 18 months of individuals accused of blasphemy by prison officers, by police officers and by fellow prisoners. There is no safe haven for anyone anywhere in Pakistan who is accused of blasphemy. And when you add to that the position that Mr. Asghar suffers from severe paranoid schizophrenia, he was sectioned in an Edinburgh hospital before being released and then got on a plane and went to Pakistan. This man is seriously ill. He should be looked after by medical professionals, not placed in the prison, not told he's facing a death sentence, and then to be shot by somebody that's paid to protect him.
For you, I suppose, the most important thing would just be to hear his voice on
of
the phone.
Of course, yeah, of course. That would be, yeah. Just, to, I mean, I know what my dad's going to say. My dad will be like, I'm fine, don't worry about anything. You know, don't worry about me. All he'll ever say is like, oh, just pray.